7. Breaking news. Labour now says it will back Boris Johnson's plans for a pre-Christmas general election. The party says the EU's new Brexit extension means that its concerns about a no-deal scenario have been removed. The Prime Minister will ask MPs for a fourth time to support going to the polls later after he was defeated in the Commons last night. London Fire Brigade says it won't comment on major criticism it's received in a leaked report on Grenfell Tower until tomorrow, when it's officially released. The leaked document claims there were serious shortcomings and fewer people would have died if residents had been evacuated. 72 people were killed. Nabil Chouker lost 6 family members.
Lessons need to be learned, you know, and unfortunately we lost our loved ones. And we don't want anyone else to lose a loved one in order for it not to happen again.
A 2-year-old boy who became stuck down a well in southern India on Friday has died. He dropped to around 30 metres underground as rescuers dug a parallel tunnel. A British man's had his foot bitten off and another is seriously injured following a shark attack in Australia. They were snorkelling in the popular Whitsunday Islands at the time. Tracy Eastwick is from Queensland's Ambulance Service.
One of the male patients was attacked first, and the shark is believed to return and come back and attack the second patient. Both patients were loaded onto the vessel that they were out on. There was believed to be 2 international paramedics on board who have instigated first aid treatment.
Cumbria Police is investigating how a man died at the top of a disused chimney in Carlisle. A huge rescue operation was launched yesterday after he was seen dangling upside down from the 300-foot structure. And one of the most famous Christmas songs ever made has been rewritten for the hashtag MeToo era. John Legend and Kelly Clarkson's version of Baby It's Cold Outside replaces some of the lyrics where he's trying to encourage her to stay for a drink. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
Oh. I think we should get hold of that.
Yeah.
Weather on Cambridge 105 Radio with CKLG Accountants.
I had to sing it for Blue Peter once.
Did you?
Yeah, in their Christmas songbook.
Oh, okay. Perhaps we should do a video of us singing
a
it.
Video?
Around your open fire. And I can wear my jumper and you can wear your
some
jumper.
Fake fur.
Okay, yeah, fake fur.
So today is chilly. It is chilly.
It's cold outside.
It's cold outside, baby. But it's very dry. It's lovely. It's sunny and there's blue sky and I think it's going to last. It's 12 degrees Celsius, they say. So, yeah, fresh but nice.
Weather on Cambridge 105 Radio with CKLG Accountants. Your partner in business, your partner in life. Call them on Cambridge 810 100 or visit cklg.co.uk.
Across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Tim and Liz.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Need you.
Sam Fender and Will We Talk. It's 5:06 past 11 on this Tuesday morning. We'll be talking to the comedian Ed Gamble, who is on his UK tour at the moment. He's actually in Peterborough tonight, and it looks like there might still be some tickets available, because he's not... there aren't no tickets available for his Cambridge date, which he's playing in a week's time, Friday the 8th of November. So, yeah, if you like Ed Gamble, he might be head over onto Peterborough and get some tickets
instead.
It's not far
to go, is it?
No. We'll talk to him at 11:30 today. We'll keep you up to date with any more news that comes out of Westminster following Labour's decision that they will now back Boris Johnson's call for a December election. So it looks like we're going to be having an election before the end of the year. I did notice also in local politics news that Dan Grief, who we've had on this station quite a few times over the years, has been selected as the Labour candidate for South Cams. So you've got him going up against Heidi Allen, going up against the new Conservative candidate. So three heavyweights there for the Conservatives, the Lib Dems and Labour. So yeah, it's going to get interesting. Julian's going to suddenly get very, very busy. anyway, we'll keep an eye and see how things develop on that front. What should we talk about? What have you got to tell me?
What can I tell you? What have you got to tell me?
Oh,
I've been to London of late, so I had a bingo evening at the Breakfast
Club. Why did you go to bingo in London?
Well, it was just arranged through friends, and it was a kind of rude bingo night and very sort of fun and furious and quite... I mean, I was rubbish at bingo. I basically can't hear very well, and...
right.
My dabber didn't work very well, and anyway, right. The people I were with was with... They won, so it was all very exciting. It was a lot of singing involved and a lot of sort of... Yeah, anyway, it was very kitschy.
When you say rude bingo...
Yeah, the calls and the kind of...
Right.
It's all very rude.
Okay.
It was fun, though. And then I'm off to London again on Friday, this time for a power ballads evening, which is... I'm not even sure where I'm going, actually. But it's...
What is this, like a concert?
There's a busload of us going. Now, I think it happens... It's a night that happens regularly, or fairly, you know, a few times a year. And this is the Halloween special that's... people get dressed up, so I have to find some sort of outfit, which will be... it's called Best Year of Your Life. And it's at... where is it? But it's all power ballads, and you sing along, basically. And someone has recommended it for someone's birthday. So it should be interesting. I've been trying to learn the lyrics to certain power ballads.
Which ones?
There's all kinds of Bonnie Tyler and John Bon Jovi and all the classics, basically. So it's called Ultimate Power. This is it.
This is Bonnie.
Yeah. Turn around. So you play lots of air guitar. It's called Ultimate Power, Bat Out of Halloween, London, Kentish Town, at the O2 Forum. So it's a big night, and you have lots of inflatable guitars and trumpets, and everyone just goes for it, apparently. So it goes on till 3.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you're getting a bus there?
Yep.
Oh, and getting a bus night. Back afterwards?
Yes. So we'll get back about 4. And then, of course, we've got the Rugby World Cup final. Get up for. So about 3 hours kip, I reckon. And there's lots going on because the Plough are doing breakfast. You can go and watch.
Yeah, my dad said to me he went to the pub with his friend on Saturday to see the rugby.
At like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and I said, what? I mean,
can't imagine.
I'm not into rugby.
Oh, but you've got to be into
them. No, I'm really
not.
When
we get this far, we're in the
really
final.
Not.
Come on. The game against the All Blacks was great.
I mean, I hope they win and all, but I don't understand rugby. I don't understand the
did
rules.
Did you watch the haka?
No.
Did you see the V that England did? So the haka was happening and we formed a V shape instead of doing a line. And watching it, they did a V, which is a little bit controversial. People are saying, is it V for victory or is it being disrespectful?
Okay.
Who knows?
But you think they should do Morris dancing instead?
Personally, I think the British, the England team should do, you know, Morris dancing as if they're allowed to do the haka. it's kind of psych them out in that way. I think the Morris dance would be just as effective.
Well, that would put the is it South Africa in the final? That would put them off, wouldn't it, if they suddenly started doing Morris dancing before the game? Like, oh, what are they doing?
I love it. But the New Zealand team, I mean, the All Blacks were great, but they all were donning like moustaches and mullets, and they just, I mean, they look brilliant. I mean, these man mountains are huge, aren't they? But actually, we played so well. It was a brilliant game of rugby. And I know nothing about rugby. I have no idea. Haven't watched anything of it.
Right.
But sat there and thought, I don't really understand the rules, but right. I can see that we are playing really well against the best team in the world who were going to, you know, they were up for winning it three years in a row or three times.
Do you know what I admire about you? Well, one of many things I admire about you is that how you do love to jump on the bandwagon of any sporting event.
Any sporting event. Doesn't matter what it is.
Whether you know what it is about or not.
If we get to the point where we can celebrate, I'm there.
Yeah. Like, you know, we've been through the Women's World Cup. And we're on the rugby. We're probably on some tennis at some point.
The cricket.
The cricket, yeah.
Wimbledon, love it.
Yeah.
Horse racing, anything.
Horse racing?
Yeah, doesn't matter what it is. Grand National, Ascot. I mean, I just love big events, big sporting events. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, when the football, what is it next year?
But I wait till we get
Euros?
To the semis, at least.
The World Cup. Yeah. When that rolls round again, I'll be right there with you again. But right now, I'm afraid I don't understand.
You're not going to watch Saturday morning then?
No.
Oh.
No. I'll actually be at work on Saturday morning, so I won't be able to.
It's a good time to get things done, to be fair.
Yeah.
Or I might be sleeping after my power ballads evening out, to be honest with
you. Yeah, so you don't get a choice about leaving at 3 o'clock. You have to, because you're on a bus.
You're
going to stay awake till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Let's hope so. I just have to keep singing.
Does it start late?
It doesn't. No, we're going really early. We're leaving at 7 in the evening, so it's a long,
hard
night.
Wow, nearly out for 12 hours.
Yeah, no.
12 hours of power ballads.
Me. This social life at the moment is killing me, I'll be honest. I can't keep it up because it's quite exhausting.
Well, you are an inspiration to any parent listening out there with four children. You know, you think your life is over when you have that many children. Just look at Liz. She's out.
Every night.
She's out.
It's not good.
No.
It's not good.
No.
It's a lot of people's birthdays. It's 40th coming up. And, of course, I've got Dexter's 15th birthday coming up
as well,
in December. Yeah, he wants to do some secret cinema thing, I think.
What secret cinema?
It's all go. Secret cinema. He wants to do Stranger Things secret cinema. In London. No.
No.
Lost on you.
No. Okay. Gosh.
Busy. It is busy.
Yeah.
Look at this diary. I actually am getting anxiety about it. I actually just want to sit in.
I mean,
and
have
watch
you
telly.
Have you got your festive social calendar planned?
It's Bake Off final tonight, Tim.
Oh, is it the final already? Oh my God.
Final,
the whole series has passed me by again.
Oh, who's going to win? Who's going to win?
Sophie?
Nope. Steph?
Steph.
Alice or David.
Steph.
And they're all very,
it was
very
Steph.
Good.
I heard them talk about Steph.
She's
this
won
morning.
Star Bake about four times,
right.
So she's been good, but they're all very good.
Okay. And wasn't there not a love romance between someone called Henry and someone else?
Yes, Alice, who's in the final.
Oh, I thought it was a guy.
She's a geography teacher.
It was two guys that were.
No. He's a lovely lad called Henry who plays the organ, I think. I can't remember the details about him, but he was in it. He wore a tie and he was in it until he only just got knocked out.
Right.
But Alice is the geography teacher who he's now started dating. Yeah.
Oh.
Little romance. Got it all, Bake Off. Yeah. It's got it all. So very excited about that this evening.
Can't believe it's gone so quickly.
I know. And then, of course, we've got The Crown starting. And on Sunday, which I don't know if it's this Sunday or next Sunday.
These are all in your diary,
aren't
they?
Yeah, because I write TV. I'm so into... I write when big programmes are starting. I really, really want to watch... the new BBC huge budget His Dark Materials, which is going to be on Sunday night, which is going to be epic. I mean, it's like proper BBC at its best. Okay. £50 million or something spent on it. But I've never read his Dark Materials, Philip Pullman. I've never read any of them. And I know there's a new one out at the moment, Book of Dust or something. But I really am into the look of the TV adaptation. So, yeah, there's lots of good telly. I just need to stay in. Anyway, it's not to be.
Are you watching The Apprentice?
No. I haven't, actually. Have you?
Yep. I can't have a conversation with you about that, then, can I? Not the only thing I am watching at the moment. Never mind. George Michael and Outside. Right, we've got some more entries and suggestions for our World Cup of everything. So in the Tiger versus Hamster debate, we went for Tiger, didn't we?
Yep.
And yeah, that's the one that's won out on Facebook at the moment. Cats now has two votes to the Wales zero on Facebook. So I'm sorry, I think we might have to go with Cats.
Sheep or Eagle?
Well, we have one vote each. Jude says Eagle and Kaylee says Sheep.
Okay. What about Goldfish and Meerkat?
And in the Goldfish versus Meerkat, it's 2-0 to the Meerkat.
Oh, yep. I knew the Meerkat would win.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
So, Sheep, I mean, I would say Sheep.
Because they're more useful.
I would say so.
But Eagles are very majestic and yeah. Also the symbol of America.
Okay.
But Sheep are more important.
So by saying, is a Sheep not a symbol, and don't say Wales, Sheep not a symbol of another country?
Yes, of course.
Like, you know, I don't offend Americans by not choosing eagles.
No, I would say sheep. You can okay. Do more with a sheep.
Okay.
I want to say, did you watch Love in the Countryside? But you probably didn't, did you?
No.
No. Okay.
Sarah Cox hosts that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go whale. I'm overruling.
Oh, okay then. All right. There's no democracy here.
Oh, no, there's going to be... Okay, there'll be... Okay, we'll put that cap.
Well, you know.
Okay, so our next lot are... You can choose between a rabbit and a gorilla, or a shark and a horse.
Okay.
So rabbit versus gorilla. Odd pairings, shark versus horse. I feel like... Interesting, the horse is going to win, I think.
How's your rabbit doing?
Yeah, rabbits. I've got two.
Oh, rabbits.
Yeah, they're still going. Still eating.
Not escaped recently. Still,
no, luckily no. They haven't. But, yep. Still.
You haven't got a pet gorilla around the house, have you?
No, not as far as I know,
no.
Not yet.
No. I'm on the shark versus horse thing. I mean, I don't really like either of them.
Well, it's interesting that sharks are in the news. Obviously, there's been a shark attack just off the Whitsundays in Australia, which is a shame because actually there are... So sharks first appeared 420 million years ago and there are over 470 species of shark and the vast majority are harmless to humans. On average, there are 4 deaths a year from unprovoked shark attacks. Yeah. I mean, obviously, there are... people that survive shark attacks, so there may be a few more actual attacks, but you know, they get a bad rep, I think, and it's unfortunate that they are in the news today for that reason.
Yeah.
But, horses, of course, are extraordinary animals, and we as humans form very strong bonds with them. They are still very useful in life, even though now we have tractors and vehicles to replace.
Yeah, you can win money on them.
Yes, you can. That is very
important. Lose money,
and of course, they're used for therapy. And they're used by police officers to get a better view at football matches.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they can still be used in a practical way, obviously. But it says here, Richard Osman says, if horses behave badly, they're made to do dressage.
Aww. I got taken for talking off air about things that we got taken to as children and didn't like.
Yeah.
And I said to you, I got taken to the Cub Scouts, Beavers or whatever, and also to a football practice once, and I didn't like either of them. I also got taken for a horse riding lesson and didn't like that either. So I'm not really a big horse fan. And one of my, there was a girl at school that used to really be into her horses. And because I didn't like her, I think it's biased my opinion on horses and I don't really like horses.
Well, funnily enough, I was watching this Love in the Countryside and this lady trying to find love in the countryside was a horse dentist. Now, I didn't know that was an actual thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like an only...
Well, someone has to look after
their
teeth.
For a horse, yeah, but... It's very specific. But I can ride, not very brilliantly, but I can ride a horse, and I think it's something you should learn as a child. It's very, you know, it's useful, is it? Well, it was useful for me, my Blue Peter.
Well, it's not useful, is it? Unless you want to use it to get to work.
Become a Blue Peter presenter. But I really enjoyed, I really enjoy riding. I don't think you have to ride to a high level, but it means you can do things on a horse, which is fun.
Just, you know, canter around a field on a... crisp,
you know,
Monday morning in November.
Gives you another option in life.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's lovely. It's enjoyable. And horses are beautiful.
I don't know if Steffi has a horse, or she certainly has links to horses. Cause,
she's big into racing,
isn't
she? Yeah,
she is big into horses.
Maybe she owns part of a race.
She might do. Yeah, I don't know.
Is that because she's Irish? Because Irish people do love horses.
It's very stereotypical. Yeah. I don't know. It could also be because she lives very near Newmarket.
Oh.
Or could be both. I don't know.
We need to ask her.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll find out.
But yeah, horses are cool.
Okay. What's the rhyme? A horse is a horse, of course, of course. A horse is that a song? That's a song, isn't it?
Is it clip clop? Yeah. I don't know. What's the famous saying? You can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Yes.
What does that even mean?
That horses are stubborn? I don't know. They are quite stubborn, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
If you get on the back of a horse and it doesn't want to go anywhere, then it won't go, or it'll kick you off.
Yeah, there's nothing funnier than someone that can't ride sitting on a horse.
It's like, come on.
Like a sack of potatoes.
Come on. So it's like, no. No.
They can be scary. I mean, some of them are huge, aren't they?
Yeah.
No,
yeah, no, not for me, thank you. right, it's 25 past 11. If you want to get involved with those two matchups, please do. We've had a couple more suggestions on the other one, so we'll come back to this in a minute. Let's do some travel first.
Travel on Cambridge 105 Radio.
A14 through the roadworks, busy between 23 Spittles and 31 at Girton. 21 minutes of time it's going to take you to get through there. East Road is busy around Newmarket Road, 5 minutes worth of delays. Otherwise, not looking too bad. The rest of the road network has cleared up. You've got Queen Edith's Way still closed in both directions due to roadworks between Hills Road and Fendham Road. That'll be like that until the end of November. The public transport situation, all looking good on the trains, the planes and the buses. We'll update you again at 20 to 12.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Do you know that learning music ignites the brain development? Have you ever wanted to play piano? Do you want your kid to learn an instrument? Don't know what to get as a gift that next birthday or Christmas? Give music. Play music. MAEC Academy is a brand new centre in the heart of Cambridge. We're a music academy offering instrumental lessons, orchestra and music theory. We also offer training and job opportunities to many musicians in Cambridge. Learning with us is fun and affordable. Remember our academy. MAEC. Make music. Email us at maeccambridge@gmail.com or visit our website at maeccambridge.com to find out more.
Cambridge 105 Radio is the home of Cambridge music.
Actually, it is brushy, but for the purpose of the shower, I thought it's going to be, well, kind of maybe slightly easier to go with Blaze, and this DJ Blaze kind of came out.
Blaze, presenter of Get Heavy.
You don't have many radio shows that do play metal. You have rock shows, heavy rock shows, but you don't have much of the metal shows. So I do have an access to those people. So I was chatting with Creator, with Sepultura, with Credo Filth, people that were making the genre in the 80s.
Get Heavy. Thursday nights at 11 or listen on the Cambridge 105 Radio website.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yeah.
It's Fleetwood Mac and Don't Stop. It's Cambridge 105 Radio. It's just gone 11:30. And it's Tim and Liz with you here until 1 o'clock today. So an hour ago, we found out about Harry and Chris's new show, which is coming to the Cambridge Junction in December. And our next guest is coming to the Cambridge Junction on the 8th of November, a week on Friday, in a show that is already sold out. So we appreciate him taking the time to chat to us. It is Ed Gamble. Morning, Ed. Oh, there was someone on the other end of the line and they've just hung up.
Oh. Don't hang up on us.
Oh, I'm not sure if it was him or his PR company.
I think it was PR lady.
Anyway, okay.
Let's get you back, Ed.
All right, okay, hang on. I've got to redial.
It's always a gamble. It's always a gamble.
Ha, ha, ha.
Boom, boom.
Hold on. Is that the number? Yes, it was the number. Okay, right. Hopefully, we will be able to speak to Ed in a few moments' time. Let's see. I'm just going to do it on air.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for...
Oh, no!
Okay. Okay.
She definitely picked up before and then she went hello. Because
yes.
We can't answer.
No.
She just put... I don't know, she won't answer because she thinks strange number. What's going on?
Well, I thought maybe if I said his name, they might go, oh, yeah, we know who that is. Like they did with Harry and Chris and
yes.
Put us through.
Yes.
Seamlessly. Okay, all right.
Sack this woman.
Well,
he's got a radio interview, love. Come on.
Maybe not. Unless I've dialed the wrong number. Oh. I don't think I have.
Tim, it might be your fault.
4, 6, 8,
you don't normally.
5. No, I haven't dialed the wrong number.
No.
Okay. Should we try again?
Can you text them and say, look, we're trying to get through to you? Play a tune. Play something.
Okay.
Play.
1975.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll text. Lily, if you're listening from the PR company, I'm texting you.
Say it.